Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach. And, Coach, another big win for you guys. You're starting to rack them up. Before that Buffalo game, you're sitting there in customary hour and a half before the game, inactives come out. I remember sitting with you here at the start of training camp and talking about roster composition, roster depth. How important is that?
It's really important, and it just goes all the way through from the first week of training camp, even back into OTAs, to into the regular season, guys playing different positions, the seven linemen filling five spots, the defensive rotation. You just never know when you're going to need those, when it might happen during a game. Maybe you'll have a week to prepare for it, but sometimes something happens during the game and you've got to make an adjustment like that. So the time that those guys spend preparing for that all through the year, not just that weekend practice, but sometimes it goes back a week or two, or might even go back a month, becomes very valuable.
Quarterback, Jay Cutler. So that's a guy who was out of football. They coached him to come back, and just watch him in the past, whether it was Denver, whether it was the Bears. This is a kid that's got some raw talent. You know, he could throw it off the back foot. Kind of reminds me of Jeff George, the way he spins it. He could get streaky. What do you see in Jay Cutler?
Yeah, a lot of talent. Very, very good quarterback, very good arm, and an excellent group of receivers, including the tight end, Julius Thomas, and the back, Kenyon Drake or Williams if he plays. So he has great weapons with to throw to at all levels, catch and run players, intermediate route guys, and guys that can get deep, and he can make all the throws. So they're a very explosive offensive football team.
Things have gotten chippy throughout the course of the game, whether it was Miami 2 weeks ago, the stuff that happened up in Buffalo. How much of a message do you stress that to your team during the week to maintain composure moving forward?
Yeah, well, that's always the case. There are always things that happen in the game that are emotional and you have to deal with. So, you know, Rob made his statement. That's not who he is and that's not who we are. And he apologized for it. And hopefully going forward, we won't have any more of that.